I wonder, boys, if you're the age of the anchor boys here. Probably some of the younger anchor boys. You were sent from your home. You would leave your mummy and daddy. You'd only see them once a year. And you were going to go and live with a man who you'd never met before. Wouldn't that be pretty scary? But that's what happened to this person we see up in the picture, Samuel in the Bible. Samuel, his mother had promised that if God gave her a child, she couldn't have any children. He promised if God would give her a child, then she would give this child back to God. And so Samuel, just when he was past being a toddler, he was then taken to live with Eli the priest. But Samuel didn't huff. Sometimes we don't get what we want, might huff. Samuel was really good. And we see in the next picture that Samuel always worked hard. He pleased Eli. And more importantly, as he was growing up, he was pleasing God. He grew up to know and to love God and to serve God very faithfully. And he lived in the temple. And also living there were Eli's two sons. They were older than Samuel and they were very different from him. In the next picture we see them. One was called Hophni and the other was called Phinehas. And they were two very bad boys. Really bad. They didn't do what their father told them. We see in the next picture they were priests. In those days people came and offered sacrifices for their sins. And God had very strict rules about how these sacrifices would be made. And when people were coming and going through the different things to offer the animals, these boys were so hungry, he says, we can't wait. And they would just grab the food. And what they were doing was so bad because they were mistreating something that was very special to God. They were mistreating something that was pointing forward to Jesus. All these sacrifices in the Old Testament were telling the people that one day the Savior, God's Son, is going to come and to die. We don't sacrifice today. We have no sacrifices in church. We don't bring animals and kill them because Jesus has now died. But what these boys were doing was so bad because it was mocking what Jesus was going to do. And whether we're very small or whether we're very old, we have to be careful. We do not mock Jesus' death. Now, we maybe wouldn't make fun of Jesus, but we mock Jesus' death, boys, if we don't accept Jesus as our Savior, as our King. Imagine Christmas morning. You get up and there's a massive big present from Mummy and Daddy. Massive big present, great big box, and it's all nicely wrapped up. And you say, I don't want that. How do you think Mummy and Daddy would feel? Sad, isn't that right? They feel sad. You don't like Mummy and Daddy if you did that. I know you'll not do that. You like your presents, boys, don't you? But this is the greatest present of all. Jesus dying on the cross so we can be saved from our sin. If we say no to that present, then we are mocking Jesus and his death. And even though we see in the next picture, their father Eli gave off and said, listen, boys, this is very serious. And if you keep doing this, you're going to be punished by God. If you sin against God like this, oh, there's going to be no hope for you. They still would not listen. But Samuel was very different. Samuel was going to have something happen to him which would change his life. Samuel at this stage was someone who trusted in God. He was someone who loved God. But something else was going to happen to Samuel. See in the next picture, one night he was sleeping in the temple. I don't know what it would be like to sleep in a temple. Would you like to come here and sleep here at night, boys? I can tell you, I sometimes walk through here at night when there's no lights on. Oh, it's pretty creepy. It is now. But Samuel was used to this. And one night he was sleeping and he heard a voice. Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel thought, Eli's calling me. And we see next picture, he ran to Eli and said, Eli, you called me, what do you want? He said, Eli, he said, I didn't call you. Eli was asleep and he didn't like being woke up by Samuel. Samuel went and lay down again. Samuel, Samuel. He thought, Eli's calling. Again he went, and Eli said, no, he didn't call you. And then a third time, Samuel, Samuel. Again went to Eli. Eli said, didn't call. Go and lie down. He was getting, I'm sure, pretty annoyed at this point. God was calling Samuel. But Samuel didn't recognize God's voice. And that's something that can happen to us. Now, God isn't likely going to speak to us with a big voice booming from heaven. God doesn't speak that way today. God might speak to us through His Word. As we read the Bible, God speaks to us. God speaks to us through people who are Christians. God speaks to us through the lovely world that He has made. It tells us how God is so great. Sometimes God speaks to us through things that happen in life. Maybe something sad happens. Maybe sickness or somebody dies. Something sad happens and God is speaking. I wonder if you're young or if you're old. Has God been speaking to you recently? Has God been knocking at the door of your life? Has been God been saying to you, you need to listen to me. You have forgotten about me far too long. Listen to me now and act on what you hear. Samuel didn't recognize the voice of God. Three times he went to Eli. Eli sent him back. And then the fourth time, he heard the voice the fourth time. God's quite persistent in talking and speaking to us. Fourth time he called him, Samuel, Samuel. Samuel went to Eli, and we see in the next picture, Eli now realized God was calling Samuel. And God in those days only normally spoke to people like this with a voice if He was calling somebody to be a prophet, a very special man who would bring God's word to the other people. And Eli then said to Samuel, you go and lie down. And if God calls you again, say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. So Samuel went, and he lay down, and the Lord called him again. We see in the next picture, that's what Samuel said, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. I remember, boys, I was about 12. One night I was at a youth meeting, and there was a fellow sharing from God's word, and I went home that night, and I basically said Samuel's words. I says, God, I know you've been speaking to me. I know I need to trust in Jesus as my Savior, as my Lord. And I obeyed the voice of God. I wonder, boys, have you done that? Have you come to accept Jesus as your Savior, as your Lord? Parents, have you done that? Because this is the most important thing of all. And Samuel said, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. And God told him things. God, I'm going to do things that will make the ears of the people of Israel tingle. And he told Samuel something very sad. That Eli and his family were going to be punished because of their sin. Samuel went and lay down. Next morning when the sun came up, Samuel got up and he opened the doors of the temple. And we see in the next picture, Eli came along. And Eli says, what was God saying to you? And don't hold anything back. Tell me everything. And Samuel told Eli everything. How even his family were going to be punished for their sin. And you know, boys and girls, I have the best job in the world. Telling people about Jesus. I have the best job in the world. Telling people there's this lovely place called heaven. But I've also got the worst job in the world, which is to tell people if we don't accept Jesus, we will be punished for our sin forever in that awful place called hell. If I'm going to obey God like Samuel did, I have to tell you everything. The good news about Jesus, yes. But the bad news that God punishes those who don't trust in Jesus. But that doesn't have to happen to you. If you come and trust in Jesus as your Savior. And you know what happened, boys? Short time after that, we see in the next picture, Eli's two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, were killed in a battle with the Philistines. You remember big Goliath in the Bible? He was a Philistine. And the Philistines killed Hophni and Phinehas. And we see in the next picture that people came back and told Eli about this battle. And when Eli heard what had happened, he was an old man, he was 98. He fell off his seat and he was killed. He died because of the fall. God had punished this family as he had said. But Samuel was different. We see in our last picture, Samuel grew up. Samuel listened to God's word. Samuel brought God's word to everyone in Israel. And the whole country of Israel was changed by Samuel. The anchor boys were singing about, what were you singing about, boys? Can you remember what you were singing about? A wise man who built his house. And the wise man built his house on the rock. That's Samuel. Samuel built his house on God. The wise person builds on Jesus. Listens to God's word, obeys God's word. What about the foolish man? What did he build on? On the sand. And the person who builds on the sand is the person who hears God's word and says, no, I don't need this Jesus business. I don't need this becoming a Christian business. I don't need to be saved. I don't need to be born again. That's the foolish person. That's Eli and his family. Who are you today? Are you the wise person building on the rock who is Jesus, coming and trusting in Jesus? Or are you the foolish person like Eli, saying, no, I'm not going to listen to that. Oh, don't be like that. Come and trust in Jesus. Come and trust him as your Savior. Have him as your friend. Follow him as your King. But you know something, boys? You need to be strong for this. Particularly older boys. It's hard when you go to school and people are saying something. You have to be strong. Boys, have you the guts? Have you the courage to stand up for Jesus? Pray that he'll give you that courage to be different for him.